and someone wants to compliment you on your dress, you might say, "My, that's
a pretty dress."
Mm-hmm. Something like that. You got a bird into the window. Let's see. And if you had on a pretty dress and you had to do some work in the kitchen, what would you put over that dress?
I put my apron on.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a hole in it and you wanted a rip in it, you might use what?
A darning thread.
Yeah, or if you just wanted to temporarily hold it together.
A pin. Mm-hmm. Safety pin.
And this is what? A writing.
A fountain pen.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say you buy soup at the store. What does that come in?
A tin can.
Mm-hmm. And the dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, will you name the parts of a men's three-part suit for me?
The coat, vest, and slacks.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard the vest called anything else?
No, I don't believe so.
What about the slacks? What's the
pants.
Pants.
Or trousers.
They all mean the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Anyone around here ever use the term breeches?
Yes.
Does that still mean the same thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They say if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody might run after you and bring it to you, and he might say, "Here, I've
brought your coat to you."
Mm-hmm. And so you come home from work and there's a package here. Your husband might say, "The delivery boy from the store
delivered this package."
Mm-hmm. Or if he didn't say delivered, you might say,
"He brought it."
Mm-hmm. And say the coat. You have a coat and it won't fit you this year, you might say, but last year it
fit well.
Mm-hmm. And if you're older, say the man's, we're talking about the man's clothes, if his old clothes wore out, he would just have to buy
a new outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Or a new wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to get that three-part one.
A new suit.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do this all the time. You put too much stuff in your pockets, they'll do what? They're
bulging.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if a shirt isn't, is it a, or say you wash some jeans, you might say, I hope they won't
shrink.
Mm-hmm. And when you put them on and they won't go on, you say, these have already,
oh God, they shrank out of shape.
Uh-huh. You might say, yeah, this
they're
one
shrunk.
I washed yesterday shrunk. Mm-hmm. When a little girl or a girl goes out to a party, say she really enjoys, getting ready to go to the party, you say she really likes to
dress up.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might say there?
Get all frilled up.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago I heard gusset. Get all gusset up.
I've never heard that one. Gusset up.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever use primp up?
Yes, old primp.
Does it mean the same thing?
I would think of primp being in terms of fixing your hair and your face, or your, as my grandmother used to say, your toilet before going out and dressing up would be more in the clothes line.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any slangy terms maybe for dress up? Like doll up?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else along that line that comes to mind?
Fancied.
Mm-hmm.
All fancied up.
Mm-hmm. Something that every woman carries with her almost everywhere is
her purse.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that?
A handbag.
Mm-hmm. What about any other names?
No.
Or do a purse and a handbag the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's just a little small thing you put coins in? What would you call it?
You change purse.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the term pocketbook?
Yes.
Is it the same thing as a purse?
I think of a pocketbook mostly for men.
So is it the same thing as a billfold for a man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a woman?
I usually say wallet for a man, though.
Mm-hmm. Almost always wallet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes women like to wear these around their...
bracelets.
Mm-hmm. And like to wear these around their
necklace. Mm-hmm. Or beads.
Mm-hmm. And beads come in what you go buy. What?
A string of beads.
Ever heard anybody say go buy a pair of beads?
I have.
Who, do you remember? Was an older person?
It was an older person.
How long ago? Years ago?
Years ago.